VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. India says it has carried out pre-dawn airstrikes in Pakistan on a camp of the Islamist militant group Jaish-e-Mohammed, which claimed responsibility for a suicide car bomb that killed 40 paramilitary troops in Indian Kashmir nearly 2 weeks ago. The airstrikes, which India says killed many militants, will escalate military tensions between the nuclear-armed rivals. Pakistan claims the strikes caused no damage or casualties. President Trump is in Hanoi for his second summit with the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. There are hopes that the talks could lead to a deal that would lead to Kim to give up his nuclear weapons. Thousands of Vietnamese lined the sidewalks as President Trump's motorcade entered the city from the airport, some of them waving small American, North Korean, and Vietnamese flags. A lack of a major breakthrough for a second time could have negative political ramifications for President Trump. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to pass a bill on Tuesday to revoke President Trump's declaration of a national emergency to build a wall without congressional authorization along the country's southern border with Mexico. Democrats have a majority in the House. They introduced the bill after Trump's declaration on February 15th, arguing that his actions go against the constitutional separation of powers, which gives Congress control over how federal money is spent. Democratic control of the House means the bill is sure to pass there. The measure would then go to the Republican-controlled Senate. This is VOA News. Michael Cohen, the longtime personal attorney for President Trump, goes before the Senate Intelligence Committee on Tuesday for the first of 3 days of congressional testimony. Committee Chairman Richard Burr says there will be no question that is off limits, although the answers Cohen gives will be private because of the closed-door nature of Tuesday's session. The same will be true on Thursday when Cohen testifies before the House Intelligence Committee. Both committees are expected to ask Cohen about any ties between Trump's 2016 election campaign and Russia. Wednesday's session will be different, however. Cohen will appear in public before the House Oversight Committee. The questions will be limited to Trump's finances, including his company's dealings and potential business conflicts of interest. Nigeria's primary opposition party called on the country's election commission Tuesday to stop releasing preliminary election results until information on citizens who cast ballots is disclosed to all parties in the race. The People's Democratic Party said the demand was made because data from voter card reading machines had been altered. The United Nations says in the last 3 days about 9,000 people have evacuated the final piece of land still held by the Islamic State terror group in Syria. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Syria said of those fleeing the Syrian village of Baghouz, 99% are women and children, and 6,000 civilians have been brought to the nearby camp for displaced persons in northeastern Syria. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has accused the United States of trying to create a crisis with the intent of starting a war in the region. In an interview with ABC News in the presidential palace in Caracas, Maduro said the U.S. is trying to fabricate a crisis to justify political escalation and a military intervention in Venezuela to bring war to South America. On Monday, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence announced an additional $56 million in humanitarian aid to Venezuelans as he met in Colombia with opposition leader Juan Guaido and other representatives of an intergovernmental body tasked with establishing solutions to the crisis. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.